help wanted. We see those signs a lot these days. And in Philadelphia, it's the public sector that may be feeling the most urgency when it comes to hiring. 911 calls go unanswered. Trash remains in the street days after its scheduled pickup. The school district of Philadelphia is even offering families $300 a month to opt out of transportation services due to a shortage in bus drivers. POC, a partner in WHYY's News and Information Community Exchange, hit the streets of Philadelphia to see how residents are coping with diminished government services. This is Mad or Nah.
Jobs are up, growth is up, and unemployment is down.
We also heard reports of people literally walking off their shift mid-shift because of their frustration.
Talk of a labor shortage after that huge jobs miss.
Jobs are up. The unemployment rate is the lowest since the pandemic hit.
Big man, little man.
It makes me real mad.
I'm going to say or not.
I'm pissed to the max.
Yeah, it makes me very angry.
Yep, yep, to the yep, yep. You already know what time it is. It's your girl, POC. I'm back in these Philadelphia streets speaking with community residents asking. 911 calls go unanswered. Trash remains on the street days after scheduled pickup times. And now the school district of Philadelphia is offering families $300 a month to opt out of transportation services. All of this is due to labor shortages here in the city. So I hit the streets of Philadelphia to ask community residents, does diminishing of government services make them mad or not? What is there to be mad at?
Yeah, it's frustrating, but I think it's also indicative of people not getting paid enough for work, not enough benefits for jobs that are very difficult on the body. Maybe better pay for these kind of jobs, more support for these kind of jobs.
Okay. And I appreciate that. And if you don't mind me just asking, what's your first name? What part of the city do you represent?
My name is Jess, and I live in Washington Square West.
Big man, little man.
That people don't want to get back to work. Like, it's a process. Like, if I own a business, I would love to pay my people all a nice salary. But we all know there's so many other things in place. You know, we want to do it, but we can't.
And if you don't mind me just asking, what part of the city do you represent?
I actually live in Strawberry Mansion in the North Philadelphia area, right around 33rd and Diamond.
Keep your radios locked.
I'm planning to leave the city soon, so I'm frustrated. I use paratransit, and they are totally unreliable. The people who drive don't call out. I've waited 2-3 hours, and the paratransit has never shown up. I don't know what the problem is. And it seems to me that they're more focused, the city is more focused on new development and doing things such as that instead of dealing with the infrastructure. And unfortunately, our federal government, the Republicans, are not interested in paying for the things that cities, urban sites need. So, what are you going to do?
I appreciate that. If you don't mind me just asking, what part of the city do you represent?
Right now, I'm living in North Philadelphia.
It doesn't make me mad, really. I just make me mad that the guys that don't want to come to work, they don't want to work, then move on to the next person.
And if you don't mind me just asking, what's your first name? What part of the city do you represent?
My name is Alan, and I'm from Germantown.
Well, I mean, it's just a disgrace. This comes back from your city officials and whatnot. Everything is just wild. The city is dirty. You got murders every minute and whatnot there. So, you know, it's just not working. You need to put a lot of people to work, especially the young ones and whatnot there.
And if you don't mind just sharing your first name, what part of the city you represent?
I'm from the Upper Darby. And my name is Rich.
Yeah, it does make me angry because you see how wanted signs everywhere. And then you see people who look very healthy, young, standing on corners with, you know, signs asking for money. And it's like there's so many jobs out there for people to do. And then personally, we have a nephew who said he gets paid more to sit at home to do nothing thanks to the COVID money. And, you know, until he doesn't have that any longer, he's not going to go out and get a job. And that's just not the way it's meant to work. So I feel like government is incenting people to sit at home when there are businesses that are not being able to have enough workers, who are not bringing in the amount of money that they need for their families to keep other people in business. And it's because they're being disincentivized to actually have people go out and work for it. And I think it's very, very sad. Not the way capitalism is supposed to work.
Tune in 90.9 FM. Are you mad or not? Nah? Follow Revive Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC.
One day off, that's not good, because you're burning people out. So you're making people not want to come to work, because you're burning them out. We need rest.
WHYY.